This is the Two Bald Nerds Podcast. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Two Bald Nerds. And it's a Z, Z, if you're over in England. And it's just my cousin Danny and I talking about nerdy things. And we have a different topic every week. And I'm going to let Danny introduce the topic for this week because it came about because he had a certain difficulty last week getting on the show. So Danny, introduce it and share your story.
So I am Dan Bort, the other bald nerd. And today we are going to be talking about things we hate about technology. Now, to preface this, I picked five things in a bonus so that we didn't go on and on and on, because we could probably go on and on and on about all of the different things that we hate about technology. Being technology enthusiasts, we obviously love tech, and we love playing with tech, and we love trying out different tech. However, when you are a tech enthusiast and do it as much as we do, you run into those situations, and it becomes apparent that there are things about technology that are not perfect. Now, we know we live in an imperfect world. Still, there are real things about technology that drive us both crazy. So I will start off the list with my first one, and it revolves around what happened last week. Number one, when technology fails right when you need it. And I preface this, or I put parentheses on this one, to say especially when you know it's related to poor implementation of things. I have a feeling that my problem has to do with the equipment that I'm using that I get from my provider. So the long and short story is,
You mean your employer or your internet provider?
Yes, I should explain that. My internet provider. So where I am, I have Spectrum. They're the only one in the area that actually provides internet at this point. I do not have any kind of fiber internet to my house. So I rely on cable. My cousin Mark is in an area where he gets the fiber, so he gets the nice 1 gig stuff. Beautiful. Mine runs roughly around, I want to say about 250 to 300 megabits download, and then uploads are around 26, 27.
You know, I went and checked. I don't have gigabit at the house. I have what you have down here. Oh. Where we live, in our subdivision, it's an older subdivision. We don't have the fiber gigabit yet.
Okay.
And the only way I can get faster speeds is if I go up to the business class of internet. And that's like three times the amount of cost. And I, as a content creator, I spend a lot of time doing video. And I get wicked fast downloads, but uploads, it's like they keep giving me, hey, we increase your download. I want more upload. And when I called them, they said, you have to go on the business plan for that. I'm like, it's not worth it. So I just set a long video up for uploading. I just go walk away, do something else.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, right? I don't do a lot of content creation at this point. I use it for my work. Obviously, I work remote 3 days a week, and I'm in the office 2 days a week at this point. I don't really have many problems because I'm not uploading and downloading super large files. So the download speeds are fine. Upload speeds, never really had a problem with any of the upload speeds. When I went to get on the show last week, about 10 to 15 minutes before the show, I like to get on and make sure everything's working. I did that today. I got at this computer that I'm sitting at now, which is my primary home desktop. I fired up the operating system that I wanted to be in. Today it's Windows. I'm in there because Windows seems to be the most stable one at this point. Fired up my browsers, made sure my notes were up where I wanted them. And then I would go and hit the Zencastr tab, make sure that I'm logged in because I have the free account so I can log in. It keeps my same name so I don't have to type it every time. All that good stuff. Make sure that the page comes up and basically says, nobody else is in the room, but you're in the room. Mark knows what I'm talking about. If you've ever done anything with Zencastr, if you join a room and somebody else hasn't joined or the host hasn't joined yet, then you get this little screen. It'll show your face, all that good stuff. So I did that about 10 minutes or so before the show. Well, I did that last week too. Made sure everything was good to go. Then I went off and did something else. I closed out a task for work, went and got some water, came back to the computer, went to sit down, and I went out and back into the Zencaster room because something didn't look right. Because I'm talking to Mark over here, and he's like, "Where are you?" I go, "I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on."
And when,
like,
he says over here, we're talking on WhatsApp.
Yes, we were on WhatsApp, right? So he's texting me on WhatsApp, and he's like, "Well, where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm here," and then I'm seeing and nothing's in there. So I hit refresh, and I get that screen that everybody loves when your internet is down and you don't realize it, because a lot of times you don't see that little icon that's at the bottom of the screen that tells you your internet's out.
Yeah.
The big page that says, "Internet connection unavailable, cannot refresh page." What do you mean? I'm talking to my cousin on WhatsApp. How is that possible? So at that point, I stop. I tell Mark, "Okay, I'm having a problem with the browser or something. Let me restart." So I go through, believe I went through a restart process to make sure that it was working. Went through the whole restart process. The restart process came up, and then nothing connected to the internet. Like, all, you know, the tabs come up. Everything says, "Oh, you're all messed up." And you get the little icon in the bottom with the little world globe that says, "Oh, you're not connected to the internet." I have two different wireless connections over here. I tried both of them. That didn't work. So then I got up and went over to my laptop, which was asleep by now. And I opened up my laptop, and all of my VPN connections are terminated. My internet's not working over there. I look at the router, which is right next to my computer. All the lights are actually on. It looks like everything's good. I'm thinking, well, how am I still talking to Mark? Then it dawned on me when I went to the phone and I looked at my phone. When the internet connection from the phone died, it obviously switches over to cellular automatically. That's when I realized that the whole house is down. And to confirm, I even ran downstairs and checked one of the machines downstairs. One of my housemates has a computer downstairs, and she was offline too. I had to run back upstairs, unplug the router, unplug the modem from the wall, because obviously they don't build switches into any of these things, which would make sense, but they don't. Count to 30, which is generally what I do. I count to 30. I plug everything back in. I wait for all the lights to come back up. And lo and behold, I start seeing the little wireless connectivity icons hit on my laptop, on my desktop over here, the phone. Then I was able to get into the show. And by the time I got into the show, I was completely flustered. We started the show. Mark's like, "That sounds like it's a great idea for something. Like, you got to talk about that at some point." So that's how we got here. But that's my story about when technology fails. Mm. And it's not just that. It could be any kind of technology. We've all had it happen to us. We've all had technology fail on us. And generally, it's Murphy's Law, right? Generally, it's exactly the moment we need it is when it stops working.
Yep.
I do have a feeling that a lot of it has to do with poor implementation of things. It's not always the case. There are legitimate reasons why your internet could go down. Somebody rams their car into a pole, busts a cable. There's a power outage and you don't happen to have a UPS or a generator, so shame on you. Those type of things. And there's just those times, though, where you're just like, "Dude, why is this not working? How is this not working? It's 2022. How can we not get this stuff to work? How can we not get this stuff to work?"
And we won't even talk about what Hurricane Ian did in Florida, because, you know, that ripped up everything too. I had trouble getting a hold of my father, who was, Ian went right over his neighborhood. And of course, when the power goes out and the internet goes out, everybody goes to the cell tower. So I was having trouble getting a hold of him, but he's okay. So that was Danny. So my biggest thing is these things we wear in our ears. Bluetooth technology's been around since Jesus walked the earth. I can't believe no one's got new technology. How many times you put your wireless headphones in and just one ear connects? Then you got to take them both out, put them back in the case, and then reconnect. That drives me crazy. And you know what I'm talking about, Danny? It's like, really? I mean, I went and Googled once how old Bluetooth technology. Nobody has come up with a new way for all this wireless technology. We're going into wireless now. Everything's wireless. Remotes are wireless. Everything, headphones. And I'm like, this technology is so old. Bluetooth technology is so old. It's like, Apple hasn't come up with a new version of it, or Google or Microsoft or anybody, or Elon Musk. I mean, we need a better connectivity for wireless devices. And I'm sure you've had that problem where only one ear pod pops on. And you have to, you know, put them back in the case and reopen them, and they both connect. It's really frustrating.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Bluetooth is actually one of the things on my list.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I wanted to go back and forth, because I know you steal all my great ideas.
Perfect. That's totally cool. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I just had this happen the other day. I was in the middle of listening to a podcast on my phone through my AirPods. I put my phone down on the counter. For whatever reason, the AirPods disconnected and it started coming out of the speaker of my phone. Oh. I didn't do anything. Like, I did not touch anything. I simply set the phone down on the counter.
It's a conspiracy. You know, because it was funny, because sometimes, like, you're talking to someone on your AirPods. Tell me if this has ever happened to you. And then someone else comes over and you want to put the phone on speaker. And so you go to the control on your iPhone, you choose speaker, and then as you're taking your AirPods out, they reconnect to your AirPods. It's like, wait a minute, because I'm like, wait a minute. This is, and if you don't, it's really weird. I mean, they're trying to be helpful, but I blame Bluetooth technology. It's really old, isn't it? That technology's old.
I want to say that Bluetooth technology came out in its first iteration before it ever got used. Like, they started working on it in like the 70s. I could be wrong about that, but I believe that the technology is extremely old. Yes.
I just Googled it, and it came out in 1994.
Oh, 94. Okay. So I was kind of way off, but that's still very old. And for being that old, come
on. Modern technology is relying on this 1994. Really? Nobody has come up with a way to replace it. We replace our phones every year, our watches, our MacBooks, and other technology, and we're still depending on 1994 technology. Now, they've made some changes to it, but I would say that it's not 100% reliable. I would say probably 60 to 65% reliable.
I would guess that. The thing I would say is that Bluetooth has a major cavity and needs to be yanked out and replaced with a really good implant.
Yes, 100%. So that's my first gripe with technology. Now, I don't misunderstand me, listener. I don't want to go back to the days of Jesus where we didn't have phones. I love technology. We're just expressing our grief with it. So what is your second one, sir?
Second one on the list is when companies release technology or apps too soon because they want the users to flesh out all of the bugs. It's technology related. It's more of a decision thing, but it creates a frustration with technology, because I believe this is what leads to some of these issues with technology not working. Apple is not so bad with this. Apple has a beta program that people can get into. I know, Mark, you participate in that sometimes.
I participate watchOS and iOS for the iPhone. I did it 1 year with the Mac. The Mac is, as you know, you're a tech guy. The OS on the computer is a little bit differently. That's why the new Mac OS isn't out yet, because there's a lot more moving parts compared to an iPhone or a watch. And the reason why I did the beta this year is because with the Apple Watch, we get the zones. And so I upgraded. Now, there has been some bugs. There was a time between beta releases where I couldn't add music to my watch. So when I run, I don't bring my iPhone. I bring my AirPods and my Apple Watch, and that's it. I have a cellular Apple Watch. And I'm trying to add music, and it wouldn't add. The music would not add. And what's weird is that the playlist on my watch didn't match my playlist on my phone for the Apple Watch. And then the next beta came out, and boom, it fixed it. So obviously they realized they had a problem. But yeah, beta is for, B is for beta and B is for bugs. Absolutely.
And I know of other, Windows is big for this, and individual pieces of software do this all the time, where they release their stuff too soon. I feel it's too soon. Mm-hmm. And it either leads to bugs or it leads to constant updates, like constant. Like the Windows machine that I'm on, I leave it running most of the time, and I have the update schedule set to 4 o'clock in the morning. maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, so that they don't pop up and run updates in the middle of a day when somebody's on it, or at an evening if somebody's on it. Most generally, everybody's sleeping at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in this house. I don't have to worry about it. Set the updates to run between 2 and 4 and let Windows do its thing. Occasionally, I will go back and look at how many updates have processed over the course of a week or a couple of weeks or a month. I cannot believe the number of updates that have to be pushed. This is Windows 10. Windows 10 has been around for a million years, and they still have to update it every couple of times a week, every other week. I don't get it. Is it really that trashy? And if it's really that trashy, why do we have to use it? Like, why does it have to be this way? Again, releasing stuff too soon, not releasing it correctly, and not taking care of your bugs when you're supposed to. That drives me nuts. So that was number two on my list.
Okay. Now, as you're talking, I added some more. So I've got like 5 more on here. So I'm going to go a little quicker so we don't make this a Joe Rogan podcast. My second one is the dreaded final 2% of an iPhone charging. So you go plug your iPhone in, it goes 98%, and you come back a half hour later, it's at 99%. It's like, oh my gosh, what is it with the last 2%? And I did some research on this, and what happens is most people charge their phones overnight. They put them on the nightstand, they charge them up so it's fully charged in the morning. And Apple doesn't want it to sit at 100% for like 7 hours. And so it does it intentionally, but it drives me crazy because you're like, oh, good, I'm at 98%. And 98% on my iPhone 13 Pro Max would last an entire day. But I want to see that triple digit 100. So that final 2% drives me crazy.
That's an interesting one. I'm one of those folks that will put my phone on the charger at night and let it charge overnight. So I've never really run into that. You, however, make an excellent point. If I did see that, it would probably drive me nuts. Because I, like you, would logically assume, well, you took X amount of time to get to 98% and you're taking 2/3 of the time to go 2%. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's by design, though. So,
all right, I guess we can give them sort of a pass. All right, so my third one is, well, Bluetooth. We already talked about Bluetooth. That was kind of one of them, so we'll skip that one because we've already beat Bluetooth to death. The technology around these built-in ads and trackers. I deplore all of the spying that goes on in technology. And it's a technology problem, let's face it. It is a thing that makes technology worse to use. It's a thing that makes technology slow. And it's a thing that in technology that makes people who are aware of it uncomfortable. If you're not aware of it, then generally you'll just go about your day and not realize it. Mark and I and listeners of this show have been well informed and understand what is going on. And many of our shows have talked about ways to get around this, ways to lessen it. Built-in ads and trackers, horrible. Brave browser. I love that browser. I wish they'd fix the thing so that I could use it with Zencastr. I still haven't seen anything on that yet. I keep checking the forums. I don't know what happened. They had it fixed, and then there's another one. We could talk about that too. Fix a bug and then unfix a bug.
That was actually on my list. You're stealing ideas from me, but that's okay because I've got a lot.
We'll come back to that one.
I'll mark this one. Well, what I was going to say, iOS updates that fix one or more issues and break others, but I'll let you talk about that, okay? Let me mark these off so I know which one I did. So my next one, and I don't even know what number this is, probably 3, is when AirDrop fails. So I love AirDrop, but if you're not an Apple person, if Danny and I were within, I think, 30 feet of each other, and I had a photo, and I wanted to share a photo, like say I took a picture of him and I wanted to AirDrop it to him, it actually goes through the air, that's why it's called AirDrop, to his phone. Sometimes I would go to AirDrop, like I do this a lot with my wife at home, and she's sitting like a foot away from me, and AirDrop goes, nope, don't see anybody. I'm like, what's going on right now? She's right here. So when AirDrop fails, again, I don't know what technology underlies AirDrop. Have you ever had AirDrop fail on you, Danny?
I don't use it all that much. There are a couple times that I've gone to use it, and yes, it either fails or it won't even start. I've had that happen before. as well. It's just what I, yeah, I don't know the underlying technology as to how it works. It must be making a separate connection to the device, because from my understanding, you don't have to be connected to the internet to use AirDrop.
Correct. It goes device to device. There's been stories where people,
are they using Bluetooth?
Maybe. We'll blame everything on Bluetooth. There's been stories where people don't know that their Bluetooth, their AirDrop is connected to everyone. And so there's been cases, stories where people have been on planes and they AirDrop a lewd picture to other people on the plane. So if you have AirDrop on your phone, if you have an iPhone, make sure it's for contacts only. The only exception is if I meet someone and I want to, they're not my contacts, I will go to everyone for a second, AirDrop it, immediately put it back to contacts. Don't ever leave your AirDrop on for everyone, because literally someone could drop pictures to you and you won't even know it, or a virus or something like that. So I don't know why the default is everyone, but go check your settings on AirDrop on your iPhone and make sure it's set to contacts. And you can also turn it off or set it for no one, so people can't drop, because there are some really, let's say, less than savory people that we want to have access. So make sure it doesn't say everyone. Just like when you're on social media now, if you're on Instagram or TikTok, you have a public profile. But you can go in there, for example, the settings, and you don't want anybody to DM you, because I get a lot of girls who will send me messages. And so I have that feature turned off. If we're not connected, you can't send me a message. There are a lot of people who aren't behaving in the world today. So that's my idea.
I agree with that. And I have confirmed AirDrop uses Bluetooth to create a peer-to-peer Wi-Fi network between the devices. Stinking Bluetooth. There's your answer as to why it works, or why it only works part of the time, or I don't know, 60% of the time.
Okay, sir, you are up.
I'm up. All right, where was I? There we go. Another thing I hate is applications that say they work cross-platform, but don't. I don't like it. I understand if an application developer makes an application for a specific platform and says, it only works here. It only works on Mac. It only works on Windows. It only works on Linux. What drives me nuts is when an application developer says, yes, we have an application that works across all platforms, works everywhere, works on your phone, works on here, works on there, works on there. And then you go to one of these platforms, you download the app and you try it and it doesn't work, or it doesn't work as well, or there's bugs in one but not another, works in one place but not another place. And then you get the syncing issues as well. Maybe you put something in the app over here and it never shows up over there. I've had that happen a bunch of times. Again, it's 2022. There are people that have figured this out. Maybe we should just figure it out. I'm trying not to be too harsh, but this is an episode about things that we hate. So
come on, man. Okay, so this next one is going to be, I hope Danny doesn't give me a yellow card referencing my love for English football on this, because he's going to say, is that really technology? Okay, bear with me, Danny, okay? You love me as a cousin. Just give me some grace here. WWDC promises not kept. So I don't care if it's the AirTags that were delayed a year, or 3 years ago they said, we're going to come out with this charger. It'll charge your AirPods and your phone and your watch at the same time, and it never happened. Or they're saying, here are features in iOS 16 or iOS or watchOS. And then when it comes released, they're not there. Like, oh, they're delayed. Don't talk about it then. Is it that hard? If you know that this feature is not going to be available for the developer's launch, which is the day one of WWDC, don't even mention it. I don't care what the technology is. Apple, Tim Cook, like, you're going to listen to the show. You should. It's a great show. But don't say something unless it's ready to go. This sort of goes on some of the things you were talking about earlier. It drives me nuts when they say, yeah, the new iOS 16 is going to contain this feature. And then it rolls out and like, yeah, that's not coming until December. Then why'd you talk about it? You got our hopes up And then we go download the iOS and it's not there. So that really drives me crazy. Don't promise. Don't even talk about it. Don't even hint at it unless it's ready to go. All right, I'll get off my soapbox.
All right. No yellow card. Legal conversation for the podcast.
Good. I mean, do you agree with me?
I do. I fully agree with you. Decisions around technology, I get it. Come on, man. If you're going to talk about it and you're going to spread it out, it would be like introducing a new car to people, getting everybody jazzed up for a new car, saying that the new car's coming, and then being like, yeah, no, sorry, new car's not here. My bad. Like, that's just something you just shouldn't do. And they have to know by WWDC
yes,
what's going to be. That's the kicker. They have to know by that point when they're going to get on TV and do this big production that they're going to do,
yeah,
what's going in and what's not. They at least have to have some kind of inkling as to features that might potentially not make it. So I would err on the side of caution when they're talking about it. And if they don't think it's going to make it, don't bring it up at WWDC and just make it a surprise feature that drops.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. And again, we're not talking about all the bloggers and YouTubers out there. We're actually talking about Apple, Tim Cook and company actually saying X product is coming, X feature is coming, and it doesn't drop. You know darn well that it ain't going to be ready for release, so don't talk about it. So that's my, I don't know what number we're on, it doesn't matter, but that's that. So I have one more, by the way. I don't know how many more you have. I have one more.
I have one more as well. I do have a bonus one that could probably get me a yellow card, but.
Okay.
My next one has to do with ports for devices that plug in. So this is USB and like the 3.5-inch jacks that plug in. These things have been around forever. If we're going to keep them in the devices, this is specifically, obviously, for laptops and PCs. If we're going to keep them in the devices, can we please make them work most of the time? The problem I have with these things, and here's a perfect example. I have a pair of headphones. It's a headset that I use for work. And it's one of the ones that's got the two ears and the mouthpiece that wraps around in front of your mouth. But It's not like the big cumbersome massive ones that the gamers use, because I don't like that. When you're in meetings a lot, that's too much for me. Like, I just,
yeah,
makes your ears hot and very uncomfortable. Even though it's comfortable to wear, it still gets uncomfortable after a period of time. So I bought this one, and it's USB. That one actually works pretty good. However, I have another one that is similar to that I like better because I like the way it fits better, that plugs into the 3.5-inch jack. When I'm on my work laptop, or sometimes this machine, and again, this could be just a Windows problem because I don't have a Mac machine to test this against. If I plug it into the dock port, Windows will recognize it, but then not make it available for any apps to use. Or it'll make it available for one app to use, like WebEx. And then when I close out of WebEx and go into Teams, it won't work in Teams anymore. Or if it starts in Teams, even if I close out of Teams, and even if I'm in there switching the settings, I can't get it to work in WebEx. Or sometimes I'll be in the middle of a conversation and the operating system will just decide to change the input on me. Or the output. I'll be talking and all of a sudden I won't hear who's talking. What's going on? I look at the little track that says this is the device that you're used, and it's switched to some random device that isn't even plugged into my machine. Can we not get these things to work? I'm sorry. I'm on a soapbox with this stuff not working because these things do drive me nuts on a somewhat frequent basis.
Well, it reminds me of I had a guy who was in Japan who was a guest on the Mark Strucheski podcast. And he was using a Windows machine. And for some reason, Windows would not allow Zencastr to use the camera. And this guy spent an hour and a half on chat with Zencastr. And they say the problem is Windows. Like the Mac, I plug it in, I go and choose it, it works. But I don't have a Windows computer, haven't had a Windows computer in years, but he had the same problem you did. He would choose it, and Windows goes, yeah, psych, no. And he's not like a nerd like you and I, but every one of my guests have ever had a problem has been on a Windows computer. And they tell me the same thing you just shared. Windows will just like, they'll log in to Zencastr, and all of a sudden when they get ready to record the interview, it'll just switch. It'll switch to another device, and they didn't do anything. And
no,
it's like, what is going on? So, yeah. All right. So my last one, and this happened literally the other night, is when you remove this, particularly an Apple Watch issue, because you can actually do updates, iOS updates, without being plugged in, but Apple Watches have to be plugged in the charger. And I had just taken my watch off the charger, fully charged. Bing. We'll try to download the update next time you plug your watch. Are you kidding me? It was just on the charger. I mean, really? I mean, come on. And that happens like all the time. I tell my wife, Michelle, I said, this is a conspiracy. I just took it off the charger, but because I want the update, I put it back on there and it does the update. But really, Apple? Really? So that kind of frustrates me.
Does your new Apple, because you have a newer Apple Watch, yours is a Series?
I have a Series 6.
You have a Series 6. Does it take a long time to do the updates?
No, actually, well, not. It depends on how long the update is. It typically doesn't take that long, maybe about 10, 15 minutes. You have an older watch. What is yours, -4? I don't remember.
No. I have a Series 3.
Okay.
soon to be upgraded. Yeah, it's about 15, 20 minutes is probably about right. Mine probably goes a little bit longer, like more like half an hour to do the updates on mine.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, well, now I'm not going to get any more updates. Well, I won't get any more. I have a feeling they'll probably do security and bug fixes to 3, but I won't be able to get Watch OS 9. So,
yeah. Well, my problem with, I love the watch, but the problem is when the watch, even though I have a cellular watch, the watch, in order to update my runs and my heart rate and stuff, it's got to go from the watch to the phone to the internet. And I'm like, it's a cellular watch. Why can't, because I had an issue about 2 years ago, and I actually wrote into Tim Cook. There was an issue. All of a sudden, my watch and my phone weren't talking to each other. Oh. And I didn't want to unpair my watch, which means you actually wipe out the watch, because there was information. It was there. And eventually I had to unpair it. And so my move streak is like 765 days in a row. It's actually like 1,000 days because I lost like 6 weeks. Mm. It just, nothing happened. Oh, I know what I did to fix it. I actually updated to a beta and it fixed it. Okay. And I wasn't on the beta at the time. That's the problem. I know technology's not perfect, but why can't a cellular watch? I'm not talking about uploading movies. I can't imagine that the health data, the heart rate, that's what? Nothing compared to bandwidth. They got to be upload that right to the cell towers, but right now they can't do it. But you can make a phone call, but you can't upload your heart rate data. I don't understand that.
That's weird.
So what's your bonus one? Do I need to get my yellow card ready?
You might have to get your yellow card ready. Okay. My bonus one is how easy it is to become too dependent on technology. So again, this is technology related. They keep making the technology easier for us to become dependent on. And I think that's a detriment, unless you're like you and I are and are conscious of that and try to make sure that we work in bits and pieces of our day. We've talked about this on other shows as well, of tech free time. Because when you love tech as much as we do, and they make it so cool, and especially when they're shady about building in certain features or certain things into the technology that just make you not want to walk away from it, I think that's a bad thing. That might get me a yellow card, but it's a truism. And
No yellow card. I've consulted with the official replay, and there is no yellow card.
Awesome. Oh, what do you think about that, though, Mark? I mean, there should be a point to that, right?
Yeah, you make a very good point, because we talked about social media before, and it is so addicting because they make it so easy to use. right now I'm trying to grow my TikTok presence. Okay. And if you want to follow me on TikTok, just look up Mr. Productivity. And what's interesting is when I spend my 15, 30 minutes on TikTok, I'm only following people who know how to grow TikTok. And what's interesting is I'll scroll through Danny and he'll say, do these three things. Okay. Scroll through Shelly and she goes, oh, whatever you do, don't do these three things. I'm like, wait a minute. Do I do those three things? Don't I do these three things? And so it's really difficult because the technology makes it so easy. Like TikTok doesn't want you to upload videos. They want everything shot and edited within the video. Well, for me, I have big fingers. And for me to edit the video on, I have an iPhone 13 Pro Max, and it's still hard with my big fingers. So I will record a video, I will edit an iMovie, and then upload to TikTok. Guess what? It doesn't affect my reach. It really doesn't. And not only that, because I want it to provide value, but the technology, they make it so easy. They literally want you never to leave TikTok or YouTube or Instagram or whatever your platform of choice is. And I think that as adults, we have to practice adulting. And what I mean by that is I don't think it's social media's job, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. It's not their job to make sure you're not addicted to their platform. If you're an adult, that's your job. If you have a kid, it's your job as a parent. So if I was a technology, said, we're not going to do this. That's your job. Our job is to make it addicting. Your job is to fight it. And I'm not addicted to it. I'm literally not addicted to it. I'm on social media for one reason, as you know, Danny. I'm on one reason, to build my business, build awareness to my, MrProductivity.com, the Mark Szczeski podcast. That's it. I don't scroll. Matter of fact, I've gotten to the point, I encourage people to do this. I've suggested this on the show before. If you're scrolling through on TikTok and they serve up a video you're not interested, say you're not interested in the video, or they're going to keep sending you that video. When I'm on social media, it's not to be an entertainer, it's to learn stuff. And I think we got to practice adulting. I know I went a little off script with your question there, but they do make it so easy. It can be addictive, but remember who's the human being and who is the machine. That's what I just want to leave with people.
Good point.
Now, before we wrap up, I do have a topic for the next show. I want to go back in time. So on May 23rd, we did an episode on passwords. I want to go back and revisit, because it's been June, July, August, September. It's been 4 months. I want to go back and look at how we can protect ourselves, not just specifically passwords, but how can we protect ourselves? And I think that would, so what I want to do occasionally is go back to our old episodes and refresh them, because obviously with technology, this stuff changes all the time. And so on next episode, we're going to refresh the security episode. We're not going to like replay it. We're just going to record it from scratch. But I think it'd be interesting, because in this world that we live in now, with every passing day, hour, minute, and second, you've got to be very vigilant to protect your stuff, because no one's going to do it for you. And so that's what the next episode is going to be, the latest on technology and you for 2022.
Awesome. I like it.
All right.
Beautiful.
Well, Danny, it's a great episode, great topics. I think we could have talked another an hour and a half on this, but we're not Joe Rogan part two. No. Not yet. Anyways. So we have something on WhatsApp. We talked about WhatsApp a couple times. We have something on WhatsApp. We want people to join, because right now it's just tumbleweeds and crickets and ghost town. So what is that?
Yes, we do have a group chat on WhatsApp. It is, go to WhatsApp, look for the number 2, bald, B-A-L-D, nerds, N-E-R-D-Z. Ask to join the group. Mark or I will let you in. You can give us show content ideas. You can comment on shows that you've listened to. You can say hi, see how we're doing. We could chat a little bit. Right now, it's just Mark and I, but we would love to have anyone who wants to jump in and join the conversation.
And I just posted something on the WhatsApp group because I haven't posted in a while. And only Danny's going to see at this point until you join. So go ahead and join. It is free. That four-letter word you can say in front of your grandmother. So, again, next episode will be all about security and security and security, how to protect yourself online. And until then, you know what you have to do, right, Danny?
Of course. But I'll remind them anyway, they need to stay nerdy.